Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri. You know, I talk to an enormous amount of people every day through email, my website, my book, the Treat Yourself Special e-course students, and telephone consults and readings. And at the end of the day, there is one thing that remains, which I am a firm believer in, and that is that all men are not created equal. Now, when I refer to men in my statement, all men are not created equal, I don't mean men as in male. I'm referring to man and woman, making up the totality of mankind. To me, mankind is an all-inclusive word, and it is an equal word. When I use mankind or men in my statement, that is exactly what I'm referring to. I feel no pressure whatsoever to be politically correct and say humankind. I'm good with what I mean, and I will do my best to clarify it for those who prefer something different in their own verbiage. I'm not the type of person who is offended by words such as chairman, fireman, policeman, alderman, or statesman. I get that some people are, but not me. If someone wants to be called chairwoman, firewoman, policewoman, alderwoman, or stateswoman, I'm okay with that too. It's all a matter of preference. Back to my belief that all men are not created equal. In talking with so many people each day, and most of the time about relationships, I can't tell you how often I have heard a man or woman tell me that they don't need a man or woman in their life. This attitude is the typical result of being hurt by someone else, and now every man or woman is viewed as bad or out to hurt them. That's a fairly self-centered thought, if you ask me. While relationships can certainly seem that way, if the injured person continues to choose the same type of partner, but all men are not created equal. You have to agree to be with the same type of person over and over again in order for that to happen to you. Relationships are a choice. You choose them. This reminds me of a conversation I had on the radio several years ago about two police officers, one male, one female, who were dating. They had gotten involved in some illicit behavior, and the man ends up shooting the woman in the face. While chatting with a listener, I said, "Well, birds of a feather flock together." Well, that got the phones ringing off the hook, and one caller says to me, "Are you saying that woman deserved to be shot in the face?" I said, "Well, no, I didn't say anything like that. Don't twist my words into something I didn't say. I'm very clear about what I said." And I said, "Birds of a feather flock together." Those two individuals were on the same level. They found each other. Tip over a glass of water, and the water will spread out and flood the surrounding plain. Water seeks its own level, and so do we. And that is exactly what these two individuals did. They found their own level. Just because this woman was shot in the face by a man does not mean that all men will shoot women in the face. This man did. And it doesn't mean that all men in the future will shoot her in the face. Now, if she chooses men like him, and she also stays at the same level of thinking when she chose him and he chose her, then trouble is the likely outcome. These two individuals have to be the same. It's the reflection, the mirror. I was talking with a woman one day on the phone who said, "I told my son that we don't need a man." I said, "Wait a minute, you told your son this? Who will grow up to be a man one day? When you tell him that, you are telling him that all men are created equal. He will be a man one day, and you are telling him that men are worthless, and he will be too. You have just invalidated his DNA. Now, I know, and you know, this is not what she wanted to teach her son. Of course not. Not consciously and not on purpose. And all women are not gold diggers. I was sitting at a Cardinals baseball game one day and overheard the conversation behind me. There were a couple of men pointing out where the players' wives sit, and they were talking about them being gold diggers and how all they had to do was have a baby and they have their 20-year annuity. I thought, what? So a rich guy is not entitled to have love, family, and happiness because he's successful. Folks, all men are not created equal. I've been hurt in relationships too, and if there's one thing that I have learned is that I chose that person who hurt me. Of course, I didn't want to go into the relationship thinking that would happen, nor did I want it for myself, but it happened. After enough pain and heartache, I received my lesson loud and clear and moved on. I can't go through life assuming that all men are created equal and that they are all pigs and will hurt me. Not only is that not fair to all men, but it isn't fair to me. Not to mention, it's just not nice. Now, if I were to choose the same type of man who is not good for me, he hurts me, then I hurt him, and we volley this behavior back and forth, blaming and shaming each other, that's our choice. It's not mankind's fault because of an experience we chose to live. No one consciously sets out to get hurt in relationships, but you must remember, you chose them. You had to say, yes, I agree to be in this relationship with you. And however long you choose to stay there is how long you will need before you get the lesson. All men are not created equal. In Cherokee, until we meet again, Dain Nadaga, Go Hanya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great evening, everyone.